From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Great to see you in the new year. Great to see you. We got a great show for you today. Actress Lucy Lawless, best known as Xena the Warrior Princess, will be joining us to play Not My Job. But first, now Carl here, who retired from doing newscasts at the end of the year, is more inspirational than even we knew. Two Democratic senators and one governor announced their retirement in his wake. And Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut, he quit in an unusual way by telling the truth. He pointedly said he wasn't doing it to spend more time with his family. And he said that in front of his family. No, he said he realized he couldn't win re-election. We hope this starts a trend of honest political resignation speeches. We look forward to hearing politicians stepping up to the podium and saying,
"Well, I was caught."
Or,
"She saved the text messages."
Or,
"It turns out that's illegal in Alabama."
Well, we're ready to hear your honest admissions. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Bill Spindler from Palmer Station, Antarctica.
I'm sorry, I thought you just said you were in Antarctica?
Yep, that is correct.
Wow!
I never thought. That's interesting. You're in Antarctica.
Can I take this opportunity to settle something that's been bothering me my whole life?
Go ahead, Paul.
When you flush the toilet, which way does it go?
The water, he
means. Down.
It goes down, yeah. Although from our perspective, it goes,
it goes up,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right.
I have to ask, what, sir, are you doing in Antarctica?
I work for the National Science Foundation, supporting research on the Antarctic Peninsula.
Right. And it's summer there, right? January is summer in Antarctica.
Yep.
Yeah.
Summertime.
So it's balmy and beautiful, and you're running around in your bathing suit.
Well, sometimes, yeah. We have open water. It's almost 40 degrees here right now. So.
Really?
Wow.
And you called from Antarctica to Chicago to rub our faces in your good weather. Well, it's a pleasure to have you join us on the show from the bottom of the globe. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a deputy editor and blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Phil.
Next, Phil, say hello to writer, director, and comedian Paul Prevenza.
Hello, right? Phil.
And Phil, say hello to a comedian whose first CD, I Heart Jokes, is out now. She'll be performing next at the Capitol Civic Center in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Miss Paula Poundstone is right here.
Hi, Paula.
So welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will start our new year with three new quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice and your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I think I'm ready. I've been living in this little bubble down here for a while, so yeah. I'll do my best.
All right, here we go. Your first quote was somebody trying to give us all some reassurance.
It covers up the dirty bits.
That was James Carafano. He's a homeland security expert at the Heritage Foundation, telling us not to worry about the naked pictures that we're all now going to have made of us as we go through what?
The new security scanning.
Right, at the airport. Exactly right. Airline security. As we all know, on Christmas Day, some clown tried to blow up his underwear in a flight to Detroit. Well, this week, President Obama announced he's going to take the blame. He announced that in his administration, heads will, well, not roll so much, but cock sideways like a puppy's as they are gently criticized. Now, the real people to suffer, of course, will be us air travelers, as we will now have to endure the full-body scanner, a kind of standing X-ray that will broadcast our full Monty to security personnel. We're assured it'll be seamless. You pass through the scanner completely clothed. Your image is transmitted to a closed room elsewhere, and then a very happy TSA employee will pop out and put a dollar in your belt.
I understand they're soundproofing those rooms a lot for the laughs.
Yeah, I know.
That's the part that scares me the most.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought they had already started it, and so I just went to the airport naked. And
save time and trouble.
It's going to be harder to do tomorrow when I fly back from Chicago, but, yeah, and I wasn't the only one naked there.
We imagine this is going to be so intimidating, it'll be kind of a boon to the fitness industry. You know, people are like, oh, man, I got to hit the gym. I'm flying to Sacramento next week, and I got to make weight. All right, Phil, very good. Here is your next quote.
If you look at it, it's a really bad idea. Every time the toilet is flushed, they've got to pump water half a mile into the sky.
That was a man named Jim Crane talking to CNN about a building with the world's tallest plumbing system, as well as many other firsts. It opened this week where?
In Dubai.
In Dubai, yeah. Exactly right. The tallest building in the world was unveiled this week in Dubai City. It was originally called Burj Dubai, the Dubai Tower, but was renamed after the Sheikh of nearby Abu Dhabi, defeating a writing campaign to name it after Sigmund Freud. The 168-story building celebrated its opening with this big party on Monday. It was really cool when the confetti thrown from the roof destroyed cars parked around it and in some cases dug itself 2 feet into the sidewalk. There are people who think that building a kilometer-high tower on sand is not a good idea. But don't worry, engineers who built it assured it's safe. For example, and this is true, the building is musically tuned to resist the harmonics of the desert winds. That's the good news. The bad news is it is tuned to play the theme from the Towering Inferno. All right, here, Phil, is your final quote.
You don't necessarily want the ladies of The View sitting around you when you watch them.
That was a tech analyst warning us about the big new television innovation on display right now. At the big consumer electronics show, what might be soon coming to our living rooms whether we want it or not?
I have no clue.
Well, even if you don't wear glasses, you'll have to wear glasses watching TV. That help?
Oh, 3D in your living room?
3D TV! We're excited. Sony, Panasonic, and Samsung, among others, are making 3D-capable TV sets. ESPN and Discovery have announced they'll start programming in 3D. And the new lineup of 3D programming is just going to be great. During Shark Week, Discovery Channel is promising at least one viewer will be actually eaten by a shark. And using both HD and 3D technology, National Geographic will attempt to discover the true age of Larry King by counting the rings in his pores. You can look right down them. Another fun feature, this is 3D. You can actually watch Jay Leno's jokes land beside you on the couch and die.
I just can't wait to see how much more enhanced my experience with 2.5 men will actually be.
It's going to be, let's see, the triple that. It's like 8 men, right? Isn't it? No, 2.5, 5.
Seven and a half.
7.5 men, yeah. That'll be very exciting.
Is this because, this must have already been in the works, but like for me, the Avatar thing, the 3D of it, meant nothing.
Really?
After the first few seconds, it was just sort of what it was, and I didn't pay any attention. Well, of course, I fell asleep.
You fell asleep during Avatar?
Yeah. As it turns out, wide nose bridges exhaust me. Which I really had no way of knowing before.
Yeah, really. You probably hadn't been exposed to nasal bridges that wide.
No. I don't know why your movie reviews are not syndicated.
I don't know why either. Yeah, no, I liked the glasses, but I didn't think that
hated the movie.
They were. Yeah, I liked the glasses better than the movie.
Carl, how did Phil do in our quiz?
Phil had 3 correct answers, so he wins our prize, and I'll be doing a message on his home answering machine way down there in the Antarctica.
Phil, thank you so much for calling, and have a fine, fine, warm winter down there at the bottom of the world.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too.